Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 60, The Saints Leave Nauvoo, September 1845 to September 1846. After the death of Joseph Smith, the mobs thought the church would go away, but it remained strong under the leadership of the apostles, and Nauvoo continued to grow. This caused the mobs to try even harder to destroy the church and drive out the saints. The mobs printed lies about them in newspapers. The governor of Illinois would not stop the mobs. The saints soon realized that they would not have peace unless they left Nauvoo. The governor suggested they move far away to the west, where they would be away from their enemies and could set up their own government. Finally, the saints agreed to leave, but they needed time to get ready. The saints needed to get food and clothes for the journey. They also needed to make wagons, buy oxen and other animals, and sell their homes. The saints worked hard to get ready to leave Nauvoo. The mobs did not want to give the saints time to get ready. They stole things and burned some of the homes. The saints planned to leave in April 1846, but threats from their enemies caused them to begin leaving in February, when it was very cold. The saints put their things in wagons. Then they drove the wagons onto flatboats and went across the Mississippi River. About 2 weeks after the first saints left Nauvoo, it got so cold that the river froze over. Some of the saints drove their wagons across the river on the ice. The saints camped by the river for a few days. Some of them did not have enough clothes and were very cold. Some of them did not have enough food. Those who had enough food and clothes shared with others. Soon the saints moved and made another camp. Brigham Young chose leaders who helped the people get organized and prepared for the journey to the West. The saints who were traveling to the West were called pioneers. In March 1846, the pioneers began traveling west across Iowa. Their progress was slow because of bad weather, bad trails, and other problems. Brigham Young sent men ahead to find good places for other camps. These men cut trees and made log cabins. They also planted crops and built bridges across streams. They made it easier for the pioneers to travel. In June 1846, about 4 months after leaving Nauvoo, the first group of pioneers made it all the way across Iowa to the Missouri River. They stopped at a place called Council Bluffs and built a ferry boat for crossing the river. Other saints soon came to join them. While many saints had left Nauvoo in February 1846, many others stayed behind for a little longer. Some of them had been assigned to finish the temple. Others tried to sell some of the property. By September, most of the saints had left the city. As the saints left Nauvoo, they looked back across the river and saw their beautiful city with the temple on the hill. They were sad to leave, but they were happy they had finished the temple of the Lord. Many of the saints who left Nauvoo in the later months were too sick, poor, or unprepared to travel. Hundreds of them were scattered along the banks of the river and had little shelter or food. But the Lord helped them by sending flocks of small birds called quail, which the saints were able to catch and eat. When Brigham Young heard of the troubles of these saints, he sent some men to rescue them. These men saved them from starvation and helped them travel to Council Bluffs and other places in Iowa where the saints were camped.
Servants to do his work in the latter day.
Children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 61 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Mormon Battalion, June 1846 to July 1847.
While the Saints were in Iowa, Captain James Allen of the United States Army came to see Brigham Young.
Captain Allen said the President of the United States wanted 500 men from the church to join the army to help in a war with Mexico.
Although this was a difficult time for the Saints and the men were needed for the trek west, Brigham Young encouraged them to go.
The money they would be paid would help their families, the Saints who were poor, and the missionaries.
Serving in the army would also show the loyalty of the church members to their country.
Captain Allen talked to the men, and 541 of them joined the army.
They were called the Mormon Battalion.
Brigham Young told the men to be the best soldiers in the army.
They should take the Bible and Book of Mormon with them.
They must be neat, clean, and polite. They should not swear or play cards.
Brigham Young told the men to obey God's commandments.
If they did, they would not have to fight.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Why did Captain James Allen of the U.S. Army come to see Brigham Young? Caitlin?
Because he needed 500 men to go into the army to fight Mexico.
That's right. And how many men from the church did the President of the United States ask to join the army? Gavin?
500.
That's right. Why was it such a difficult time for the Saints to send away so many men? Brooklyn?
Because they were traveling west and it was going to be a hard time.
Definitely. Why did Brigham Young encourage the men to go? Ethan?
It would show loyalty to the United States and earn money for their families.
That's right. One of the reasons Brigham Young encouraged the men to go is just that, to show the loyalty of church members to their country. Who knows the 12th article of faith and would like to recite it for us today? Gavin?
We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
Great. How were the men who joined the army living the 12th article of faith? Caitlin?
They were being subject to the president and doing what he said and obeying him.
That's right. Brooklyn?
They were honoring and obeying the rulers and people that needed them.
Excellent. What are some ways you can keep the 12th article of faith and show loyalty to the country you live in? Anna Rose?
We can salute to the flag.
Salute to the flag? All right. Caitlin?
When we get older and we start to drive cars, we could do the speed limit.
Okay. Do the speed limit. Good answer. Brooklyn?
We can sing the national anthem respectfully.
Definitely. How many men joined the army? Gavin?
541.
And what were they called? Ethan?
The Mormon Battalion.
The Mormon Battalion, that's right. What kind of soldiers did Brigham Young tell the men to be? Christian?
He told them to be the best soldiers in the army.
The best soldiers in the army, that's right. How can you strive to be the best in all that you do? Ethan?
Learn the gospel and have more faith and try my hardest in all that I do.
Excellent answer. Caitlin?
I can practice and practice of what I can do and try to get better at it.
Definitely. What are some of the things Brigham Young told the soldiers they should do? Caitlin?
They should be neat and tidy.
Neat and tidy. Gavin, what else?
Be neat and clean, don't swear, and don't play cards.
Definitely. So those were some of the things he told them not to do. Don't swear, don't play cards. In other words, Brigham Young counseled the soldiers to continue to keep the standards of the gospel while they were away from the rest of the saints. What are some of the gospel standards you should keep, no matter where you are or what you're doing? Anna Rose.
We should keep the word of wisdom and be honest and be kind and dress modestly.
Great. Caitlin.
When we're at school, one of our friends is cheating on a spelling test, we can know that we shouldn't cheat because Heavenly Father will help us know the words that we've been studying and that we should be honest.
Great. Be honest. Ethan, what do you think?
We shouldn't swear. No matter where we are, we shouldn't be mean and we should be kind and we should be honest.
definitely. What did Brigham Young promise the soldiers if they would obey God's commandments? Gavin.
They would not have to fight.
That's right. Brooklyn.
That they wouldn't have to fight and they would be protected.
Excellent.
We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading the story of the Mormon Battalion. Let's continue our story.
In July 1846, the men of the Mormon Battalion went with Captain Allen.
It was hard for them to leave their wives and children at such a difficult time.
But Brigham Young said their families would be taken care of while they were gone.
The Mormon Battalion went to Fort Leavenworth, where they received supplies.
Then they traveled southwest toward California. The families of a few of the soldiers came with them.
It was very hard for the battalion to travel.
The roads were very bad, and sometimes the wagons got stuck.
It was hard to find water to drink.
Sometimes there were no trees where the men could rest in the shade.
Some of the people got sick.
The captain decided that the women and children, as well as the soldiers who were sick, should go to Colorado and stay in the town of Pueblo.
They spent the winter there. The next summer, they met up with the pioneers who were crossing the plains.
Let's stop again and talk about this part of the story. Why do you think it was so hard for the soldiers to leave their families, especially at that time? Caitlin?
Because they were traveling and it was hard.
What did Brigham Young promise the soldiers about their families while they were gone? Gavin?
That their families would be taken care of.
Definitely. That's a great blessing to have, right? Brooklyn?
That they would be protected.
That they would be protected. Anna Rose.
That they would be very safe.
Definitely. Why was it so hard for the battalion to travel? Ethan?
The roads were bad and their wagons got stuck.
That's right. When some of the people got sick, what did the captain decide to do? Brooklyn?
He decided that all the sick soldiers and the children and the women would go to Pueblo, Colorado.
And how long did the women, children, and sick soldiers stay in Pueblo, Colorado? Ethan?
They spent the whole winter there.
And when did they meet back up with the saints? Ethan?
The next summer.
That's right. Let's finish our story about the Mormon Battalion.
Most of the soldiers in the battalion kept marching. Sometimes they had to dig down into the sand to find water. They did not have enough food.
Often there was no wood to make fires, so the men had to burn weeds. The soldiers met Indians and other people who had food.
The soldiers did not have money to buy food, so they traded some of their clothes to the Indians for food.
Eventually, the Mormon battalion came to some very steep mountains.
The men had to tie ropes on the wagons and pull them up the mountains. Then they let the wagons down the other side.
One day, some wild bulls attacked the soldiers. The men fought the bulls and finally chased them away. Three of the soldiers were hurt.
At last, after marching more than 2,000 miles, the Mormon battalion reached the Pacific Ocean on January 29, 1847.
The men were very tired, and their clothes were ragged. They were glad their long march had ended.
The men worked in California to finish their year of service in the Army. Then they were allowed to go and rejoin their family.
As Brigham Young had promised, the men of the Mormon battalion did not have to fight.
Some of the men stayed in California.
Most of them went to the Rocky Mountains to be with their families and the other saints who were arriving there.
What are some of the challenges the Mormon battalion faced on their march to California? Christian?
They didn't have enough food.
They didn't have enough food. Gavin?
They didn't have enough water, and they had rough trails and the wagons were getting stuck.
Definitely. Anna Rose.
It was cold.
It was cold. What did the soldiers do to find water? Caitlin.
They had to dig down in the sand to find water.
Exactly. And Brooklyn.
They had to dig deep, deep down in the sand to find the water.
What did they burn when there was no wood for fires? Caitlin.
When there was no wood for fires, they burned weeds.
What did they use to buy food because they had no money? Gavin?
They traded their clothes to the Indians.
They traded their clothes to the Indians. Christian?
They had to trade their clothes to the Indians because the Indians had food.
Okay. And what did the soldiers do to get the wagons up the super steep mountains? Ethan?
They would tie ropes to the wagons and then they would pull.
Definitely. Caitlin?
They would tie the rope around the wagon and then they'd pull the wagon up the steep hill and then they'd go down the other side.
That's right. And the soldiers were never in a battle, but how were they attacked one day? Anna Rose?
By bulls.
That's right. And how many soldiers were hurt from the attack of the wild bulls? Brooklyn?
Three.
How many miles did the Mormon battalion march to reach the Pacific Ocean?
2,000 miles.
That's right. And after they reached California, what did the soldiers do to finish their service in the Army? Christian?
They worked in California.
That's right. Ethan, what did they do once they reached California?
They worked there.
That's right. Where did the soldiers go once they were done serving in the Army? Gavin?
They went back to their families.
That's right. Brooklyn?
They went back to their families.
At the end of their service in the Army, how had Brigham Young's promise to the soldiers been kept? Caitlin?
They didn't have to fight.
They didn't have to fight. That's right. Anna Rose?
They never had to fight any battles except one against the bulls, and only three men got hurt.
Okay. I am grateful for the Mormon Battalion and their examples of honor, faith, and diligence. Like the soldiers in the Mormon Battalion, we too can be loyal to the countries in which we live. One of the ways we can be loyal to our countries is by obeying the law. We can also follow the examples of the Mormon Battalion soldiers by striving to be the best in all that we do. And we can live the gospel standards wherever we are and in whatever activity we are doing. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 62, The Saints Establish Winter Quarters, 1846 to 1847. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week! Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need the power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
The Lord said the people should be divided into small groups, each with a leader. The people should obey their leaders.
They should help each other, especially the poor, the widows, and those who did not have fathers.
See you next week!